Would you support raising traffic or school impact fees?
I might indeed support it. What we need to do is know what we want, know where we want to go, and then pattern both of our incentives and our fees and regulations to get us there. So things we're looking at in Vision 2040 absolutely talk about being careful to have concurrency, that you don't go, as has happened before, and plant a subdivision and then worry later about how 1,000 more cars per day will travel on a two-lane road, or where 500 more students will go to school. So I absolutely believe in the concept of concurrency, but if we're trying to encourage, once we're within the plan, we don't want to have the unintended consequence of causing desirable development not to happen. So I think I would say yes, I absolutely support looking at impact fees in that more global way. Within the city of Tacoma, of course, there have been times when we've gone to the other extreme, that I don't know if I'd call it an extreme, but we've got to applied this in a different way. Is there something we can do to actually incentivize or encourage somebody to build in a place where nothing has happened for 30 years? We've had a vacant building. How can we no longer have that vacant building? Well, you don't necessarily get there by saying, you're interested in doing something on that site. Well, you need to pay this fee, make sure that you do the seismic, redo the sidewalks while you're at it, and set up a level of regulation and cost that means the development doesn't happen. So I think what it needs to happen in a more global context. What is it we want to happen as a community, and how do we incentivize that? What is it we really don't want, and then we make that more challenging? What we don't want, of course, is to put communities in places that just don't make sense from the standpoint of infrastructure, employment opportunities, the necessity of schools and new law enforcement, all those issues that are so costly. So I would say it's a qualified yes.